Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already into the second hour. And we're going to go back to your calls. We've got a ton of news coming up. In the last hour, we spent most of the time talking about Carl Klang, the artist, the musician, and we played a lot of his music here on the show. We'll play some of it later in the broadcast, and I got this alert from APFN. Carl being held by New World Order. Carl is being held against his will in the Sheridan County Detention Center in Sheridan, Wyoming, since early December. He has not been allowed a trial or a plea. He is being held for a setup through a medical evaluation. Please help get Carl released by calling or writing. And we've just been politely trying to find out what's going on. I'm not saying that the police or the county attorney are evil or bad. It's just that what we've seen government do in many other cases lets us know that we need to be suspicious. And we're trying to find out. I don't want to spend too much more time on this. I'll watch it. I'll call after I get off the air. I'll try to get a hold of Carl. I'll try to find out what's going on. But right now, that's where things stand. And it's scary to have this going on in America. Okay, let's go back to the calls. Then I'll get into Clark quits White House race as Kerry takes South by storm. Cheney's future at stake after leaking of CIA's agent's name. Bush trying to claim that he's released his military records. Well, we have them, and it shows that he was AWOL, though they never charged him with that because of his daddy's connections. So we'll discuss that as well and a lot more. Plus, the Jerusalem newspaper is admitting that Israel has a bunch of sex slaves, kidnapped women and children. This is old news, but here it is again in the mainstream media, and a lot of countries are doing this, and it's just horrible. We'll discuss that as well. David in Illinois. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine.
Just a couple quick comments on the Carl Klang. The Fifth and Sixth Amendment there. He's not getting a speedy public trial. That's number six. And he's being deprived of life, liberty, and property without due process of law.
Well, if I get arrested, let's say, or you get arrested for drunk driving, which I never have been, but it's an example. That's all filed. I mean, big cities know the law. They file why somebody's arrested, what happened, and if the media asks, they tell them. But I've talked to folks that have been trying to find out for weeks what's going on, and I just learned of this, and we call them, and they're not giving us answers.
Well, I'd also like to point out, you know, that it's not George Bush, it's not the New World Order, it's not the One Worlders who are keeping him in jail. It's the legs of tyranny there on the local level. It's the people who are willing to do the bidding of the New World Order and tyranny who are keeping him in jail and I guess, getting ready to prosecute him. Those are your neighbors. Those are the people who you see at social events on the local level. You shake their hand. You say hi to them. Their kids probably attend the same school as yours do. But if they weren't doing what they were doing, he wouldn't be in jail today.
Well, first they say it's trespassing. Then they say property destruction. We're told that he did something bad in the jail. That's the property destruction. And then now 2 months, 8 days, and they're not done with the psychological evaluation. That's suspicious.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, it fits right into the agenda you talk about. But my point is that without those people on the local level who earn their paychecks by enforcing the dictates of the New World Order, that man wouldn't be in jail today.
Well, this has been done incrementally, and you know, if I don't trust the government, it's because right here in Texas, Dallas, Houston, Austin, truly a Texas, 58 black people, no criminal records, no drugs, no drug paraphernalia. The cop was being paid as an informant. I mean, how do they double as that? And they got 20 to 90 years apiece in prison, no drugs, no paraphernalia, and then it came out it was all a lie. They just randomly went with a paddy wagon and arrested a whole street of people. Just randomly in Dallas, they throw chalk in the back of your car. The crime lab says it's cocaine. The Houston crime lab has framed over 2,000 people. The police chief admits it. I mean, that's why we don't trust these people. I don't know about Sheridan County, Wyoming, though. We'll be back.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to go back to Rob and Henry and other callers that are patiently holding. And the next hour, top scientists, doctors have gone public, major studies that autism is exploding. You're 26 times more likely to end up with brain damage or autism if you take the vaccines. This is mainstream news. And we've had Dr. Geyer, who has worked with Dan Burton's committee, who got into the CDC, on the show twice. His son is working with him on this and is going to be joining us, who was at the symposium that took place Sunday. It was reported on by the Washington Post on Monday. That's coming up for about 30 minutes in the next hour, because this is something we can do. We can stop taking their vaccines, stop drinking their water, stop eating the fast food, get healthy, folks, and face what's really going on. Before we go to your calls, I'm just going to have this guest on for a little while. He's at work joining us, and he's a Randall Grant. On Monday, we covered this article, Student Group Stands By Reconquista Plan, Metro Won't Disavow Document Calling for Capture of Southwest. Now, I don't like the Ku Klux Klan, and I don't like Metro or La Raza. La Raza, by the way, means the race. They got radio stations called La Raza, the race. I'll start a white radio station for whites, the race. No, I'm not going to do that. The point is it's wrong. And I've protested the Klan. I'm going to protest Metro. I've done it in the past. I'll do it again. And when I've had run-ins with them, they're just horrible. We had a Texas birthday party, 5 years ago? UT will not allow Texas Independence Day to be celebrated by the university. They banned it about 10 years ago, but student groups can do it, and I'm up there with black people, Hispanics, whites, just talking about Texas and how wonderful Texas is. I was the featured speaker, and people run up in Indian headdresses, in the Aztec headdresses, grab the birthday cake for Texas, eat some of it, spit it out on the cake. Then they violently, a big black guy ran up, grabbed the microphone from me, started screaming, racist. And then a photo was taken of me looking mad as he grabbed the mic away, where he looked all friendly in the local Daily Texan newspaper. So it's horrible. And Metro websites, I got video of Metro at rallies with pictures of blonde-haired, blue-eyed people's heads cut off. That's in the video, Attack on America. And out there in California, where they're in the midst of a large portion of these illegals and others who are racist and want the violent overthrow of the Southwest, and the federal government is funding this, Randall Grant was there. He was there at the meeting, and he's also a listener of this show. And good to have you on the broadcast, sir.
Good to be here, Alex.
Just in a nutshell, tell us what happened.
Well, I showed up at the meeting, got there early, so I was able to get a seat at the table. And as the meeting started, all sorts of, you know, supporters of Mecha came flooding into the room and filled the room to capacity. When the Bruin Republicans showed up, they gave a brief presentation. At first, they applauded Mecha for their outstanding community outreach, but then said that your organization is tainted by this document called El Plan de Aztlan, which basically calls for the return of the American Southwest to Mexico, or to Aztlan, as they call it.
The mythical kingdom of the Aztecs.
Yes.
Now, this organization, their founding document is Hitlerian. Obviously, this group's under heat and was trying to claim that, oh, well, we don't believe that, but we still support the document. What happened? Because
right.
The Bruin Republicans were there denouncing it, saying, you know, you need to repudiate this document. They come in. What happens next?
Well, basically, then Mecha just tried to spin it as the Bruin Republicans were the racist ones calling upon them to change their organization, when the Bruin Republicans are acting in this inappropriate manner, calling for the denouncement of this document, which is one of their founding documents during the 60s, this radical time.
Now, the Bruin Republicans have black people, white people, Hispanics in them.
Yes, they do. It's a multicultural group. I was there at their meeting. There were some Latino gentlemen, some Asian gentlemen. It is primarily white.
You were there at the meeting. What race are you?
I myself am African American or black.
So you're part of the human race, but
yes.
So you're there. I mean, and so they were telling you that you were really the racist.
They were calling the Bruin Republicans a racist. Yes, they totally spun it around and was labeling the Bruins as the Bruin Republicans as.
You know
the
what? You
ones.
Need to from Barbara Coe. I've got a copy of the video, but you need to get in touch with Barbara Coe. She's got video of black people, white people, Hispanics at the 4th of July parade having their heads beat in by racist Mexicans.
Wow.
And the signs with white people's heads cut off. I mean, is that not racist?
That is extremely racist.
Have you seen that?
I have not seen that.
I think you need to, you know what, the Bruin Republicans need to get a copy of that, get a big screen TV, and play that for people.
Okay. Well,
and say, is this racist? Because if I had pictures of black people's heads cut off, I would imagine that I'd be called a racist.
I'd agree with you on that one, Alex. I definitely think you would be labeled that.
So what else did, I mean, so this group's, I mean, so what happened?
Well, the student government here, they pretty much trounced the Bruin Republicans for bringing this issue before them. They said the Bruin Republicans would need to get 3 council members to bring the issue to a vote. And then they pulled out this plaque showing that the entire council had just recently awarded Mecha an outstanding community service award, in which all the council members signed it. So the Bruin Republicans' chance of getting this before the council for a vote, the denouncement of Mecha, looks extremely slim.
Well, we, about 4 years ago, had the video of this. Steve Mason got footage of it at the city council. They had the Aztlan Day and said it's the day of the mythical race. And the mayor gets up there, and they all say the day of the mythical god race. I mean, imagine if a white person or a black person showed up and said, we're the god race, and the city council said, you're the god race.
Yeah, it sounds rather racist and scary there. It kind of reminds me of something out of Germany.
It sure does. So how did all this end?
It ended with the student council basically admonishing the Bruin Republicans for bringing this up inappropriately, and they told the Bruin Republicans they would need to get 3 council members to bring the issue to a vote if the Bruin Republicans were interested in continuing this action.
But you've already done your job by exposing this racist anti-American document.
I believe so. We've got the message out there. The Bruin Republicans are getting all kinds of support out there from the students. A lot of them were just, you know, a little intimidated to come forward, but there is a groundswell of opinion that the Plan de Azatlan is a racist document and is against some of the principles of this country here.
Well, let's talk about, in the last few minutes we've got with you, Mr. Grant, I appreciate you coming on the show. Last week in Mexico, almost the entire crowd, according to the Associated Press, chanted Osama, Osama, Osama at the U.S. Olympic soccer team. They then began to boo the Star-Spangled Banner, and they do this at other soccer games. I mean, this is incredible. What's wrong with these people?
Well, Alex, I think they've been subject to a lot of brainwashing down there. From what I've heard, there's comic books out there showing that the Southwest was once part of Azatlan, and they're being funded, I believe you exposed this, by New York bankers.
Well, yeah, by the Ford Foundation and others, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, their money is driving this whole issue, and the money powers are definitely getting their way with it right now.
Why do you think, Randall Grant, that the establishment wants to create all these divides in the, quote, name of multiculturalism?
Well, Alex, I think they're just trying to break down free people. You know, we have a great country here, and it's a threat to their power and their monopoly on, you know, freedom, on force, and on, you know, our lives. And they just want absolute power, and this is just, you know, one of the means they're going to use to get it.
Now, at least Metz is saying, well, we don't support the document, but it's a founding document. We don't repudiate it. That's doublespeak.
Right. They claim they follow this Plan de Santa Barbara. I haven't read that document, so unfortunately I can't speak much on it. I have read the Plan de Azatlan, which they admit is a founding document, and that one contains all sorts of stuff such as, you know, stopping the gringo invasion, returning, like I said, Azatlan back to, or return the Southwest back to Azatlan, and I mean, it's just a pretty horrible
race. Some of the heads of these groups, I mean, people in the government have been on radio shows in L.A. We played the clips here, and they say, all whites out, we're taking over, if you don't like it, leave. I mean, and this is just accepted?
Apparently so. I mean, welcome to the new America.
How do these racist Mexicans behave towards blacks? I know there's a lot of tension there, too.
Well, I really can't speak too much on that, as I haven't really experienced much of the racism directed directly at me for being a black man. But I've heard stories, you know, there's a lot of racial tension in the jails here.
Well, Terry Anderson is a black talk show host in L.A. I've been on his show many times. He's been on this show. He says that there is a lot of tension.
Yeah. I would agree with that. And I know there have been problems before between, you know, brown and black people. But, like I said, I personally haven't experienced any of that, so I personally couldn't give any accounts.
Well, I'm sure all this makes the globalist happy. While we're all busy fighting with each other, they're robbing and ruling over us.
Mm-hmm.
So where does it go from here? I guess the council's not going to repudiate it, so...
No, but I'm going to try and take some action, Alex. I've purchased one of your videos on 911, The Road to Tyranny. It's an excellent film. I suggest all your listeners, you know, at least purchase that one, if none other. And I would like your permission to air it here at the University of California, Los Angeles.
Anybody has my permission. Permission's granted, and please, I beg you to do it, and I really appreciate that. But I would tell you to get in touch with Barbara Coe and Californians for Fair Immigration. You can call Glenn Spencer and get it as well. And I think you should show the video of them with pictures of white people's heads cut off.
I think that would be very powerful stuff, Alex. I'm going to do everything I can to do that.
Yeah, and they try to say, oh, well, we were, you know, attacking a racist group. It's them beating Hispanics, blacks, and white veterans over the head with 2x4s.
Yeah, that's pretty horrendous there.
Yeah, that was in 96 in San Diego. So this is what these groups are about.
Okay.
Well, Randall Grant, Godspeed, and I hope to get you back on with a report after you show the films.
All right, Alex, I'll get back with you.
Take care, my friend. Get
you
back
too.
To work. Thank you. Taking a little bit of time out, young man. They're working himself through college. We'll come back and talk to Rob and Henry and others. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I will get into Bush's medical records, his war records, skull and bones. It's all coming up.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Let's get through some more of these calls real quick here. Rob in Wyoming, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, when you talk to the county attorney, would you consider doing me a favor and asking him?
Yeah, for those that just joined us, why don't you introduce what we're talking about?
All right, there's a guy named Carl Klang in Sheridan County Jail. It's a big secret what the charge was. I finally found out after being hung up on at least three times. And they're all secret identities. These people hanging up on you, they ain't got to tell you who they are and that kind of thing.
Carl Klang's a famous patriot musician, and they won't tell us what's going on.
And then they'll just change the charges in midstream as they please and that kind of thing. Now, if it's like Natrona County here, where I am, and I told them who I was twice and where I was, I got nothing to fear from letting them know who I am. But they're afraid to tell me who they are. And you're not the only one that hyperventilates, by the way. I would like you to ask the county attorney if he took, if his oath of office or his official oath included an imprecation, making him liable, making him accountable for malicious prosecutions. And
for
so
those
forth.
That don't know, a lot of and now a federal court has ruled they don't even have to have oath of office. They don't even take their oath of office, so they're operating as rogues. I don't know about this Sheridan case.
Well, if they don't take an imprecation with their oath, they're not under the republic and the de jure sovereign government.
I hear you. What else is on your mind, Rob?
Well, I just wanted you to ask him that. I don't believe he's the... Oh, I did want to point out something. You remember right after 9/11, the excuse given for the failure was that they had too much information. It was a glut of information. They couldn't sort out the signal for all the noise.
And now they need to spy on us more.
Right. While they leave the borders wide open, they in December they rescinded, Fatherland Security rescinded the
foreign
Muslim.
Well, look, we know they carried out 9/11. Thanks for the call.
Right.
And all of this is about controlling us. Good points. Henry in Colorado. Henry, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I got two quick comments. One of them is Michael Savage and Michael Medved swearing that Bush's service was honorable. And everyone today is saying that the National Guard, for instance, one caller was saying that the National Guard of the Gulf era, look at these poor boys and girls. They're doing their federal service. You can't compare the National Guard of the Vietnam era till today with today's.
Well, let me try to boil this down. Bush craftily said, if you ask about my medical records, you're attacking the Guard, basically. That's a diversion. It had nothing to do with the Guard. And if somebody does something bad in the Guard, it's not a reflection of the Guard to go after them.
But it's common knowledge. I served in the infantry in both the Army.
No, I understand. I understand. Go ahead.
In both the Army and Marine Corps, I served in the infantry, and I trained the National Guard troops back in that area. It was common knowledge that they were basically draft-dodging yuppies.
And now they send the National Guard to war.
Right, they've been federalized, but back then they weren't. It was a little hideout. The other comment I'd like to make, with all these government snatchings that you're talking about, how do you protect yourself from such activities, and what would you expect of your listeners if, God forbid, something was like that was happening to you?
That's a good question. I just don't worry about it. I'm in a war for this republic, and it's not even a thing of courage. I don't even think about it. And I have a big enough profile here in Austin, and most people in government aren't evil and secretly agree with me. And, I've had cops pull me over where I should get a ticket and tell me, go ahead and go. That's happened, four times now in the last few years.
Well, I guess the truth is working in your favor.
Yeah, I had the state police pull me over. I was speeding. Wasn't reckless driving, and he knew who I was and said, go ahead and go.
Well, Alex, in closing, everybody's harping now, it's time to put this to rest with the National Guard issue. I don't think so. I think it needs to be exposed to the fullest.
Okay,
and, thank you much.
I'll do that. Thanks for the call. Look, let me boil this down to the crux of it. Bush trying to debate whether the Guard is service, and obviously it is. We appreciate it. That's a diversion. He just threw that in there, and everybody's taking the bait. Okay, and yes, he was in the Silver Spoon Regiment down there in Houston at the Texas Air National Guard, and that's all true. The point is, he went AWOL for 21 months, not 8 months. Just the end of his term got dismissed. And Bush said, well, the Army wouldn't let me not be there. I got an honorable discharge. The Army doesn't work that way. Oh, no, the Army's not political. It's admitted that his daddy, the congressman, then becoming CIA director in the Nixon administration, pulled the strings. That's admitted. I have Bush's records. He wasn't there. He was grounded. He didn't show up. He refused medical tests. Okay? They're posted at Infowars.com. In fact, it's posted in the archives. We need to get it back on the main page of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's all right there. And so it's all a smokescreen. We'll talk about it when we get back and get to more of your calls and get into John Kerry as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of
fire. Here's the deal.
I went down, down, down.
I've got
flames went higher. And it burns,
I've got Wayne in Nebraska, Manuel, Pennsylvania. I guess we've gotten to Henry. We've got Scott in Colorado, BD in Pennsylvania, Muhammad in Colorado. I want to get to everybody before this hour ends. And I've got all this news. Clark quits White House race as Kerry takes South by storm. Cheney future at stake after leaking of CIA agent's name. Bush credited for guard drills. I could talk an hour about that. That's a lie. Bush team releases president's military record. It was already released. And it, again, shows he got an honorable discharge when no one else would. So that part's true. But he didn't show up for 21 months. Again. Bush camp tries to prove he did his duty. Others are looking at it and proving it's a lie. Border agents catch man who is Mexico's most wanted list. Illegal immigrants, deadly financial food chain. Police say matrix crime database needed. Bush TV ally joins chorus of criticism. Bill O'Reilly saying he was lied to. But before we get to your calls and then that news, for 3 or 4 minutes, and I'm honored to have her, is Debbie Morrow at New Millennium Concepts. The water is full of poison, herbicides, pesticides, sodium fluoride. It's full of Prozac and Ritalin and birth control residue with millions of people, you know, the effluent going into the water supply. Most rivers and streams have been found to have this if they're in a major populated area. It's time to stop drinking poison water. It's time to protect yourself. Your body is 70% water. This is so important. drink out of a big Berkey for a few months, then try to drink tap water, even if you think your water's good, and you'll be amazed. And yes, it supports this broadcast. They're the big sponsor for the international shortwave outreach that we engage in. Debbie, good to have you on the show.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me. How are y'all doing?
You bet. I'm doing okay. You've got some specials for folks. These are the best filters out there. It's what I use. Why should folks quit drinking the poison water?
Well, the reason that you want to quit drinking your poison tap water is for that reason. It's poisoned. The chlorine, and now they put ammonia in the water, which, you know, if you mix chlorine and ammonia, what do you get? You get gas that is poisonous, and yet they mix the two together and put it in your water. And, you know, there's so many bad things that we're not told about that are supposed to be for our health.
Folks, it's so bad. We cannot stress how bad it is.
That's true. That's absolutely true. And so we want to get Berkey water filters into the hands of as many people in America as possible. And that's why we make them available at such affordable prices directly to you from the manufacturer.
What are the specials? Are you still doing that just insane special for $159?
Well, the $159 special is over, the one with the ceramic filters. And I'll tell you why, Alex, because every time people would call me, they'd say, well, what's the difference between the ceramic filters and the Berkey black filters? And I'd tell them, well, the black filters are more powerful. They take out more chemicals, more heavy metals, more nitrates. And they'd say, well, then I want to go ahead and get the other special, which is the Berkey light.
I have to be honest. I'm still drinking out of a ceramic unit. I mean,
But the black filters are much more powerful.
I know they are, yeah.
So we've had great response with the new Berkey Light for $199 with the Sport Berkey for free. See, it's a $39 saving. You get the free filtered 22-ounce Sport Berkey. And we also have the Berkey Light with the lights, and you can choose between white or blue LED lights. And with that one, you get two free Berkey Sport bottles, and that's a $259 special. Both of those specials will run through the month, and they support your programming, and that's a big issue. We really want people to know that we really do support your programming by them calling in and ordering. You know?
Absolutely. What about the sports bottle special?
We have five generic labeled sport bottles for $99. They're normally $39 each. Or you can get 12 generic labeled sport bottles for $199. They make great gifts.
And those do 600 refills of tap water, 130 refills of lake or stream or puddle water. Folks, stop drinking water at the restaurant. Stop drinking it at the gym, at work. This is a great system for yourself and your family. It doesn't cut everything out, but it cuts a lot of it out. It's not like the Berkey, the black Berkey light. Folks, give Debbie a call. If you call and it's busy, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. Give Debbie a call. It's made in America. Again, I know that's liberal. Again, being pro-gun is liberal, too. But, again, made in America, and it pays for the international shortwave outreach. The profits all go into that so we can reach the world. 1-888-803-4438. Thanks for coming on, Debbie.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
I really appreciate you. 1-888-803-4438. I believe in this. I only promote things I believe in. Real simple stuff like high-quality water filters made in America that support this broadcast. Videos that I tell you to make copies of. This is what it's all about here. Real stuff. Real action. Bam, bam, bam. Let's go to these calls, and I mean quick. Let's talk to, Wayne in Nebraska's up next. Wayne, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, Wayne just hung up as we went to him.
This is Manuel in PA.
Manuel in PA. Go ahead.
All right. I want to talk about the Mexicans. We know they're obviously militant, especially the ones in the Azatlan movement. And what's crazy is, here in this town, it's only 42,000 strong. We got a lot of illegals here. Cinco de Mayo seems to be some kind of Mexican holiday. This place turns into a practical police state, especially downtown, because it's breaking windows, breaking cars, mashing your head in, you name it.
Well, let me just tell you, at UT for 10 plus years, They have banned the official sponsoring of Texas Independence Day. But they shut that place down for Cinco de Mayo. Same thing. You go downtown, Mexican flags everywhere. A lot of them saying mean things to you. I mean, it's like a giant Klan rally or something. I'm sick of it.
That's exactly what I was just about to say. That it's just like a Klan rally. I've seen those too. But I want to speak about that Tim Russert interview.
You see how they mentioned
the Skull and Bones thing, right? It's very interesting how they just throw it out there, just to put it out there in the open, to lessen the shock value then in the future. But it's also interesting, they mentioned that 322. That number is in honor of a Greek militant homosexual philanthropist, Desmosthenes. In fact, that's when he died in 322, and that's why they throw it out there. And it's very
By the way, even the History Channel admits that. It's on the door, under the skull.
It's interesting. Yes, it is. It's interesting that that's going on. He was a militant philanthropist. He was a homosexual. That was like the norm back then in Greece. Well, it's interesting. This is all going on in Massachusetts or wherever it's happening with the homosexuals. I don't watch TV. That they do that, and they throw that out there, 332, and that chuckle. If that's not an evil chuckle, I don't know what is. But it's obviously transparent what's going on.
Thanks for the call, Manuel. And by the way, we're about to go back to your calls, but we are now each week putting 30 to 40-minute video clips, compilations of my local TV show, covering different subjects, the destruction of Building 7, the government ordering it destroyed on 9/11. In the next few hours, we're going to have a 41-minute clip up from my TV show last night. That's right. I stayed up till 2 in the morning editing it together. The Skull and Bones clips, Bush's comments, Bush's military record, Bohemian Grove covers all of that. The Skull and Bones Bohemian Grove connection. This will be posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the next few hours. Please email everybody you know once it's up and tell them to go watch it. I mean, I don't just do this for nothing. I may put up one video clip and 100,000 people watch it in a month, but if you guys tell folks about it, millions will go watch it. That's happened many times, and we reach millions of people. And, yeah, I pay thousands of dollars a month for the bandwidth, but you know what? I don't care. It's about getting the information out. Let's go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Colorado. Scott, go ahead. You're on the air.
Maybe due next month, and my little three-year-old's going to turn 4 about this time next year, and I'm worried about these vaccines. Is it the law that you have to give your baby the vaccines? Or
no.
An alternative?
No, but they will try to act like at the hospital that they want you to do it. You just say no. And then they've had to pass laws because what happens is the schools try to say it's the law, you have to, but they have the waiver form in their desk drawer.
Okay.
So no, sir, you do not have to give vaccines to your child.
You know,
they had to pass a law last year in Texas. Governor Perry was forced to do it. We commend him for signing it. That they cannot arrest parents for not doing it. There was no law, but they were still arresting and grabbing people's children. This was in the Statesman. This was in the local paper.
Okay.
They had to pass a law so they'd stop, without a law, going and arresting people.
Okay. Do you know of any safe vaccines, any doctors in the country that are giving vaccines that don't have all the mercury and thimerosal and all those?
No. No. They still put it in them, almost all of them. This new flu shot has 230 times safe levels of mercury.
Yeah, I almost gave my daughter that, then I heard your show, and I decided not to.
Well, it's your decision to make, but we're going to go over the scientific evidence in the next hour. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
I really appreciate it, Scott. BD in Pennsylvania. BD, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Yes.
Okay. Yesterday's show, you mentioned look up in the dictionary, look up Moloch. Okay, this is for the other callers out there. I tried looking up in my newer dictionary, and it's 2001, 1,000 pages, nothing in there, but it's in the older ones. I went through a Webster 1984 edition.
Okay, read us the definition of the god that Bush publicly worships at Bohemian Grove.
Moloch. Might want to give me a hand here. I don't know what this one word is. It's Bhoenician.
Well, just go ahead and read it.
Okay, I'll just skip on. It basically is a god to whom children are sacrificed by burning. Terrible sacrifice.
Yeah, Moloch means anything demanding terrible sacrifice, a Canaanite god to which children were sacrificed in a burning fire. That's the Webster quote we have that quote in the film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove.
It's not in the newer ones. There was one other thing I did catch in there. It seems like it's based on our government anymore. Dictatorship of the proletariat. It's an absolute control of economic and political power in the country by government of the working class, proletariat. Regarding in communist theory, that means of affecting transition from capitalism to communism.
But again, communism is just a tool of the bankers to confuse the political spectrum. As if you're going to have a command and control system run by the people, that's an oxymoron.
I looked up the definition of proletariat, and it seems of the lowest class.
The lowest class is going to run a dictatorship. Again, the base of the pyramid is going to run the tip of the pyramid. That is an oxymoron.
Okay. I want to let you know, here in over by Pittsburgh, there's a school over there. I didn't catch the school's name. They're testing kids for drugs.
I see articles every week where first it was just the football players, people in band. Then if you wanted to park your car in the parking lot, that was a privilege. You got a drug test. Now, all over the country, everyone will be drug tested. Again, that's what we're training our children to do, that there's no Fourth or Fifth Amendment. We're all drug tested. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. I'm going to go back to Muhammad and others here in just a few minutes that are patiently holding. Stay there, folks. Let me cover some news now. We'll never do this. Clark quits White House race as Kerry takes South by storm. Former NATO General Wesley Clark today abandoned his hopes for challenging George W. Bush for the White House after suffering more disappointing primary election results. He will formally announce his decision this evening, his spokesman says, following a campaign which failed to recover from a stalled start. Meanwhile, Vietnam War hero John Kerry won another major boost in the race for the Democratic nomination with decisive victories in Virginia and Tennessee primaries. He's the heir apparent. He's skull and bones, a relative of Bush. The senator from the northern state of Massachusetts proved he could win the support of Democrats in the South. Once again, the message rings out loud and clear. Americans are voting for change, east and west, north, and now in the South, Kerry told supporters. You're going to have people related to each other in a satanic secret society. That's going to be your choice. No choice at all. Staged event. Next story, Cheney's future at stake after leaking of CIA agent's name. Vice President Dick Cheney's political future was at stake yesterday in Washington when a grand jury investigation was questioning administration officials about his office's role in leaking the name of a CIA operative for political motives that exposed hundreds of other operatives. The inquiry has already questioned the president's spokesman and one of his media advisors over the identification of Valerie Palm, which is developing into one of the administration's main headaches in an election year. However, informed sources said last night that three of the five officials who were the real targets of the probe work or worked for Mr. Cheney. Until recently, President Bush has insisted that Mr. Cheney would be his vice presidential candidate in November elections despite his history of heart trouble. But recent polls conducted by the White House have suggested the growing unpopularity of the tech-turned ex-businessman and powerful administration hawk threatens to sink the president. Mr. Cheney is already under intense fire from Democrats for his personal role in shaping the case for the war against Iraq, not to mention the no-bid contracts for Halliburton, frequently visiting the CIA to question assessments that played down Saddam's arsenal. His former role as the head of an oil giant services corporation, Halliburton, is also under scrutiny. Does it matter if you remove George Bush or any of these people? They're all New World Order puppets. And I'll later get into Bush and the National Guard in the next hour because we've got to detail the lies and spin that are coming out. Border agents catch man who is on Mexico's most wanted list. This is out of the Sierra Vista Herald. An illegal immigrant on Mexico's most wanted list for reported kidnapping and murder was apprehended by U.S. Border Patrol agents last Sunday night, according to Tucson sector spokesman Andy Adam. And Ancimo Zarama Altranero, who had an outstanding felony warrant from Mexican State, was taken into custody by narco station agents. The man was taken into custody at 11:40 p.m. south of Highway 92 in the Palominas area. His fingerprints were processed in the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol automated biometric identification system. It came back that there was a lookout for him, and he's wanted for everything you can imagine. So that's who's pouring across our border. We're going to come back, take some calls. Then I'll get into police say matrix crime database needed. Connecticut's top police official told lawmakers Tuesday that a multi-state crime database represents the future of law enforcement, despite the heavy criticism of privacy advocates are heaping on the system. Without the database known as Matrix, Colonel Timothy Berry said, it's kind of like fighting with one hand behind your back. Yeah, you know, that Fourth and Fifth Amendment, we got to have the Pentagon through the states, having everything you buy and sell and what you do and tracking you and listening to your phone conversations. It's freedom. And Bush is in trouble. Bush's TV ally joins chorus of criticism. A cheerleader for the invasion of Iraq apologized to America yesterday for supporting pre-war claims that Saddam Hussein harbored weapons of mass destruction. Bill O'Reilly told his viewers, we'll be back.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends. Muhammad and Frank in Germany. Muhammad's in Colorado, Frank's in Germany. You guys are up next, and Glenn and others. We do have a discussion, a brief discussion. We'll spend a few segments on it about this big symposium exposing the vaccines and what they're doing to people. This is documented scientific fact. And it's part of a larger plan, so that's coming up. Before I go to Muhammad and Frank and others, just briefly, you've heard the callers talk about how good my videos are, how they're waking people up. You need to get Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, to find out who really carried out 9/11. You need to get Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove to find out about what Skull and Bones engages in Northern California. You need to get the videos, the books on tape. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse all the great information items we have. Or call toll-free. There's big discounts when you get three or more of my videos, by the way. 1-888-253-3139. You get three of my videos. It's an $18 discount, by the way. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's talk to Muhammad in Colorado, then Frank and others. Go ahead, Muhammad.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Fine, sir.
Yeah, I want to talk about, you know, somebody who's a Muslim, who's from Afghanistan. I've been a naturalized citizen. You know, I just cannot understand why Americans, just the regular Joe person on the street, is not seeing what we're talking about every day in this program. It just, you know, I think I have this feeling they're just going to wake up too late. You know, it's just these people, this is for real. It's happening. Somebody's from Afghanistan. I can assure you the stuff you talk about Bin Laden, this guy did die a year and a half ago from diabetes. They, you know, there's a rumor that they might have his body, whatever, but that there is a fact that he did die. I want to talk about defacing this earth from the three major religions that have connections, which is Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. If you notice, right after 9/11, right about 9/11, I don't have to tell you as a Muslim what people think about Islam after 9/11. Look at the way they brought the priests. They made it look like all Catholic priests, manipulate and sexually assault all of these little children. They made it look like all of them do it. And of course, anti-Semitism against Jewish people is at its highest level since World War II. So these
you're right. All the balkanization, all the hatred, everything is accelerating right now.
Exactly. And I just want to tell your callers, I know you callers might know this, but in Islam, all 1.4 billion of us believe in the second coming of Christ. We all have connection. We must get together and defeat these evil bastards. I'm telling you, I lost one country to corruption. We had a monarchy king. He was very nice to everybody. The Russians came in, bought people around him. December 1979, 27th, I was 11 years old. They came in, bought our military, and the ones that loved Afghanistan did not want to be bought. They were shot on the spot. So that if people think that cannot happen here in the United States, and I think they live in La La Land, they better wake up. That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Germany and talk to Frank. Frank, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm on. Thank you. Alex, do you remember the story of the DAA Israeli spies? The spy report from the DAA, the 60-page report?
Yes.
I don't know if you have covered this, but there seems to be a new development. If you know the page cryptome.org,
Frank, stay there.
Okay.
We'll talk about this on the other side. Talking about cryptome.org, great website. All right, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our websites, and I want to remind you that later this today, we're going to have a special 41-minute report about Skull and Bones, its relationship to the Bohemian Grove, and Bush's military records. It's a great presentation. It'll be on the website.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides,
toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.